The requested documents dispute concerns a 63-acre parcel of land purchased in 2019 by the school district to build a future high school. The school district paid $6 million for the land in what is known as the North Fields near State Road 113 and Southfield Road. The Wasatch Taxpayers Association co-founder Tracy Taylor has submitted several formal government records requests, known as GRAMA, earlier this year to learn more about the land purchase. She received all the documents but one. That was done by the engineering firm BioWest, which had started a wetlands delineation study in May before it ended its contract with the district.
So then we GRAMA requested that specifically, and they did not give us the actual field survey, but they did give us the invoice for $5,700 that the taxpayers did pay for.
The school district, she says, claims they don't have to provide the study because it's a draft. Taylor appealed that claim to the Wasatch School District Superintendent Paul Sweat.
The superintendent of schools denied it again, even though we gave evidence that it was not a draft at all. In fact, after we were denied, we also, GRAMA, requested the contract with BioWest in the school district, and it was a four-part contract. So the first part of that contract was this wetlands delineation study. So it was in the contract, and we also paid for it.
Taylor says taxpayers have a right to know what the engineering company found on the property because taxpayers will be financially responsible if there are wetlands on the property on which the district wants to build a new high school.
How much land possibly may need to be mitigated for wetlands if they develop this property? So it's a very expensive undertaking because they would have to find double the amount of property somewhere else that isn't wetlands and create a wetlands on that property, and it would have to be maintained annually and in perpetuity. So that is an ongoing expense that the taxpayers have a right to know what that could possibly be.
She says the school district claims the report isn't relevant because it is incomplete. Taylor doesn't know what is in the report, but taxpayers paid for it and have a right to know.
The point is that the State Records Committee said it needed to be released. So we just want the public and the citizens to get to look at the property and to see if it is relevant or not. Not up to us to decide.
The State Records Committee has ordered the school district to provide the BioWest document. Utah code requires the school district to produce the record to file a notice of compliance or a notice of their intent to appeal. The district says it intends to appeal in district court, or it risks a $500 penalty for every day the document isn't produced.
We feel that the time is now to release this document. There's no reason to take it to the district court and spend more money on an attorney to fight us.
Most members of the State Records Committee agreed. Committee member David Fleming said he would want to know what he paid for.
You know, there was taxpayer money spent. Maybe the result came out to be something that perhaps the people who were doing the study didn't like to see, but nevertheless, it was paid for with taxpayer money, and I'm also not completely convinced it was just a draft. If I was a taxpayer in Wasatch County, I'd like to know what I paid for.
But committee member Ken Williams voted against the release, saying he feels for the taxpayers, but the record is protected and shouldn't be released.
I mean, I feel for the taxpayers. They've paid for this report. They paid some amount for this abandoned report to be created. I'm sympathetic to that, but I think our job is to ensure that the records have been classified correctly, and I think they have.
Wasatch School District officials declined an on-air interview with KPCW, but emailed a statement. It said the school district is working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to obtain a permit for future uses of the land. A long and complicated process. The study that Tracy Taylor seeks was drafted early in the process and is only one part of a four-part requirement. Currently, the statement continued, the district is working with the Corps, which has conducted its own on-site inspections and analysis. The Corps is now in the final stages of its analysis and will soon be releasing its findings. in the next 30 to 60 days. Once the Corps announces its final determination, the district will release all documents related to this process. Links to the studies used by the Wasatch School District to inform them of a potential school site can be found on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.